This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Denise Walsh.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Denise Walsh, and we're your hosts for A Pirate's Life for Me here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 9:30 a.m.
That's right. We have a great show today. Carol Mabe, class of 1970, former president and CEO for Russell Athletic, will be joining us. But before we get to that, we're going to share some East Carolina Alumni Association news. You know, spring has sprung. The weather's nicer. Baseball, the Diamond Pirates are starting to get on a little bit of a roll. Tonight, the ECU Pirates take on the University of Central Florida in Orlando. Our Central Florida alumni chapter is going to have a pregame event down there. It's going to be a great time. So if you're listening to us online in the Orlando area, you be sure to come out for that from 4 to 6 o'clock. And if you're here listening in Eastern North Carolina, tune in to Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 at 6:10 as pregame coverage begins with Josh Spence and Coach Gary Overton.
That's right. Well, and Paul, have you been out to the baseball games very much this spring yet?
I have been. That's how lucky are we to have such a beautiful stadium to go and cheer on our student-athletes?
Yeah, I was talking to a friend from Seattle, and, you know, she was excited about getting out to Safeco Field there, and I thought, well, you know, we've got a great intimate, you know, venue for baseball right here in Greenville, so it's great. And if you haven't been there, make sure to come out and see a game this spring.
That's right. I know we were talking to our some of our chapter leaders around the country are excited about some of our ECU Pirates who play baseball professionally. I know we have a pitcher with the Milwaukee Brewers, Sam Naren, and the third baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Chad Tracy. I know our Metro DC chapter is planning on events when they come to town, but it's, baseball is very much a part of ECU.
That's right. Well, and if you're in Greenville and you're looking for some ECU theater, there's a production going on. It's the last one of the regular spring series, and it's called The Time of Your Life, and it's showing at ECU's McGinnis Theater. The play runs now through April 11th. So if you'd like to find out more information about that or get tickets, you can visit ecuarts.com or call 800-ECU-ARTS, and they really do a stellar job. It's always exciting to go to some live theater right here on campus.
Absolutely. We start the program talking about baseball. We follow it with the arts, and it just emphasizes East Carolina and Greenville as the cultural and athletic and educational and medical hub of Eastern North Carolina. So we have a great show. Carol Mabe is with us, class of 1970, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all Pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
Hi, this is Brian Bailey. Join me, Brian Meador, and the Pirate Radio Sports Team this Saturday at 1:30 for our exclusive coverage of East Carolina Spring Football. It's the Saturn of Greenville Pirates Spring Game Preview on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. We'll talk to head coach Skip Holtz, defensive coordinator Greg Hudson, offensive coordinator Steve Schenkweiler, and many more as we get you ready for East Carolina football. Coverage begins this Saturday at 1:30 right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the voice of the Pirate Nation.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Joining us today on the show is consumer brand marketing guru and former president and CEO of Russell Athletic, Carol Mabe. Carol, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
Russell is a $1.2 billion international branded sporting goods company marketing activewear, athletic wear, team uniforms, and sports equipment. Carol, you're a member of the class of 1970. You graduated magna cum laude from East Carolina. But let's start at the beginning. How did you become an East Carolina Pirate?
Interestingly, I was looking at a career in the world of art, field of art, and East Carolina had an excellent school of art, so I decided to head to Greenville and pursue a career in art. So I did get my degree in art, though. Unfortunately, my career took another turn, and I haven't been very faithful to the school of art through the years. I ended up in a very different direction, but that's how I got to Greenville.
Now, we know that you built a solid career in the apparel marketing industry. What were you involved in on campus that led you down that career path?
You know, it's interesting. I did pursue the art degree and had a very traditional career at East Carolina. Did a lot of activities, most of them related to the arts and, you know, that area. I never took a business course, so I have no idea how I ended up with the career that I had. But I think East Carolina prepared me for just being able to do most anything you want to do. And as my career evolved, I spent about 10 years in the art field as an art director and then just got interested in the field of consumer marketing and made that transition. And through the years, became more of a corporate executive and business leader. But again, I think the grounding I had at East Carolina was just in teaching me the skills I needed to do most anything I wanted to do. It really just taught me to be an entrepreneur and, you know, follow your heart and follow your dreams. So, you know, that was how I evolved in my career.
That's great. Carol, what are some of your most memorable East Carolina moments?
There's so many. I remember being very homesick my first year. That was a bad memory. This was the first time away from home for me, and I remember fall of my freshman year living in Umstead, which is still there. And the first few months I was terribly homesick. But I was surrounded by wonderful friends and wonderful people, and I quickly got past that and then became very excited about all the independence. Of course, I remember a wonderful sports event, lots of great friendships. Those were truly highlights for me, the people I met and the people that I became lifelong friends with. I did pledge a sorority my junior year. I waited a little later than most, and that was a great deal of fun.
Which sorority were you in?
I was in Delta Zeta.
Great.
Which is right there across from campus, and had a great deal of fun there and made a lot of lifelong friends there. I remember many, many long hours in the studios because I was an art major. I was in the basement of the cafeteria doing sculpture, and I was in the top floor of RAW, which at that time was the business school, and doing figure drawing classes up there. And we were kind of the, at that point, we did not have a home in terms of our own art building for the School of Art.
Right.
So we were kind of put all over campus wherever there was an extra space or an empty room. And so I remember a lot of times, you know, trekking across campus, you know, to various classes here, there, and yon. We never quite had a home, but it was a great experience.
So even though you didn't take a business class, you actually entered the business building.
Yes, I did. Well, that's a good point, Paul. I hadn't thought about that. I actually spent 4 years walking in and out of Rawls, so maybe that's why business rubbed off on
that's
me.
That's right.
That's great.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're joined by 2002 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient Carol Mabe. Carol, people seem to be the theme and what makes ECU special. Can you tell us which people really stand out in your mind as being particularly influential on you and your career?
You're talking about within East Carolina or just...
Well, East Carolina would be great, but
okay.
In general is fine, too.
Well, I'll start at East Carolina. I mean, obviously, when I was there, it was the age of Leo Jenkins, and he was a very inspirational man. And I was privileged to, you know, see him speak numerous times and be able to meet him several times. And I think he was inspiring the entire campus, faculty, staff, and students during that period back in the 60s and early 70s, which was great. I had some wonderful professors. Again, I was studying in the School of Art, but the thing that was so exciting there was we had so much diversity. And I know a diversity is the word that we use a great deal today that we didn't use much back in the 60s and 70s. It was a fairly new concept. But I'm speaking diversity in the sense of people from all parts of the country, people from a lot of different backgrounds, people with very different ideas and points of view. And that was very inspiring to me. It really broadened my horizon so tremendously. I had some professors who are still at the college, Bob Rash, who had come down from New York, New Jersey, to teach in the School of Graphic Design, a totally interesting character and from a very different background than me as a native North Carolinian and Southerner. So Satterfield, Dot, and her husband, Bob Satterfield, had taught there for many, many years. I'm sorry, it was John, I believe John Satterfield. And I think Dot recently retired. John has passed away. But just wonderfully inspirational people. They've traveled all over the world, and they were fascinating. So I think they had a tremendous influence on my life going forward, just introducing me to so much difference of opinion and thought and so much diversity. And that was just really inspiring for me.
In 1999, you joined the team at Russell as president of retail for Russell Athletic. Mm-hmm. Prior to attaining the position, tell us about your experience that helped you position yourself to be tabbed for the post at Russell.
It was interesting. I spent a lot of years, as I moved out of my art career after about 10 years and moved into consumer marketing, I moved up fairly rapidly through a series of companies, spent a number of years with major packaged goods companies such as Sara Lee, on to Victoria's Secret, then to VF Corporation, another giant in the apparel industry, which owns many, many brands, from Lee and Wrangler to North Face to Nautica, et cetera. Through all those years, I really learned that if you work hard and you're sharp and you're fast and you're agile and you're flexible, that you can move ahead, through the business world, and that you can make a big difference in businesses and in brands. So I had a fascinating career. I worked on fabulous brands, some of the biggest brands in the world, some of the great world-class brands. So it was all a wonderful experience. But I think in evolving through any career, every position you hold, every assignment you have teaches you something for the future. And you just tend to build and build and build on the expertise and the knowledge that you have. The position at Russell was kind of a natural step for me. The gentleman who is chairman of Russell Corporation was someone that I had worked with for quite a number of years at Sara Lee Corporation when I was vice president and senior vice president of Haynes and Haynes Her Way. Mm-hmm. And he had gone to Russell in the late 90s to turn that company around, and he reached out to those of us that he knew and was familiar with to come in and help him do that. So he tapped me to come in as president of Russell Athletic. He needed someone who had a lot of brand building and marketing experience. And so that's how I made the move into the athletic apparel side. But it was very exciting. It was an exciting business. It was exciting to take a brand that was 100 years old and kind of modernize it, contemporize it, start really marketing it and turning it around. It was quite an interesting challenge.
This is A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Denise Walsh with Paul Clifford, and we're talking with Carol Mabe, former Russell Athletic executive. Carol, what was most appealing about your work with Russell? Was it the apparel side, the marketing side, or was it just sports growing up? Were you ever involved in sports, I guess I should say, growing up? And now you enjoy it, and then getting to do it as a job. I'm sorry, I'm
right.
Really fumbling that.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. And I'll be very honest. I grew up in a house full of sisters, no brothers, and I was not into sports growing up. The most we did was the cheerleading and drill team thing, which back in my growing up days was what most girls did. Sports were not really big among women back in the 50s and 60s. And interestingly, through most of my career, although I was working in the apparel industry for many years, and working on great brands, the majority of my career was really spent in women's products, in hosiery and lingerie and women's apparel, some years in jeans with VF, with Lee and Wrangler. But I'd never worked in sports apparel, and to be perfectly honest, was not a great big sports fan. So I had quite a bit of adjustment to do when I arrived at Russell. It was a very different product than I had marketed before. The thing that got me most excited when I got there, I'll be very honest with you, is I found out the first thing I asked when I walked in the door is, do the ECU Pirates wear Russell, because Russell is the number one uniform supplier in the country. Was thrilled to find out that, yes, Russell was still still the supplier for the Pirates, and so that gave me great joy. But I spent a lot of time, the years I was at Russell, learning a lot about sport. I was surrounded by ex-jocks. A lot of people in the business were there because they were huge sports fans. They could quote, you know, every statistic. They knew every coach. They knew every player. And here was a lady whose most interesting thing to most of them was the fact that I had worked with the supermodels at Victoria's Secret. So, you know, I had a lot to learn from them, and I was able to share a lot with them that they very much enjoyed. So it worked out well.
That's
but my
great.
Experience has been that marketing a product, whether it's Tidy Bowl Cleaner or dog food or apparel, the same principles apply. So, you know, you just adapt to that particular product and move ahead with the fundamentals.
That's great. It's interesting to me how you described the way athletics was looked at, or at least how you looked at sports growing up in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
And the transformation that you've made, because I remember reading in your bio that you were not only integral in bringing the women's Final Four to Atlanta, but you also served on that committee.
Right, yes. I was co-chair of the women's Final Four, which is, for any city who is fortunate enough to get the Final Four tournament, it's an enormous economic boom to the city. And bringing that particular event, we worked 3 years on the event in Atlanta. You have to bid for it and be designated as the city of choice about 6 years out from the tournament. But in that last 2 or 3 years before the actual tournament, there's a tremendous amount of work organizing volunteers, organizing all of the logistics around the tournament itself. So I did work for several years in preparing for the event in Atlanta, and was thrilled that we raised, for the economy of the city, it was over $28 million that flowed into the city of Atlanta.
That's great. Well, you got some of my money that weekend.
Well, because, good. I'm glad.
Because I was working at the University of Connecticut at the time. And,
right. UConn was in the Final Four. Absolutely.
Not only were they in it, but
they won it. And I wasn't even going to say that you won it like 3 years in a row.
We were
hoping maybe, you know, poor Tennessee or Texas would win it that year, but you guys dominated once again. So.
That's right.
It was great fun, and I really enjoyed being involved. I also worked with the WNBA, the Women's Basketball National Basketball Association, and also the Collegiate Coaches Association for Women's Basketball. And so, yes, in recent years I've been very involved in women's sports, and it's been a tremendous, tremendously exciting thing. Women now make up about 50% of the athletes in this country between high school, college, and pro sports, and it's very, very exciting.
That's good to hear. Carol, you've been generous with your time in the community, for instance, what we've just been talking about, and you also serve on several community boards. What have you been able to do in your current position that you would not have been able to have a chance to do otherwise?
I think the big thing I've found through the years is that if you are in an influential position in business, you can take that position and use it for the good of your community. In my case, both civic organizations such as the Chamber of Commerce in Atlanta, our local boards, YMCA, YWCA, capital campaigns, that type of thing, you have a sphere of influence that's very important. You know other business executives, you know people throughout your organization, people throughout other organizations that you can call on and get involved in different events. So it gives you that sphere of influence, just very critical in helping organizations that you believe in. I've also spent a lot of time with university organizations, both in Georgia and now with my move back to North Carolina. I'm getting much more involved in my dear East Carolina. And again, it's really about the people you know, the resources you can bring to bear, and just the experience you have in knowing how to get things done, whether it's fundraising or recruiting other resources or tapping other business people to help the university in some way. It's something that you can give back. And again, it's using the basic skills that you've cultivated, you know, through your years in the business world.
That's great. And that actually is a perfect lead into my next question. We know what you've done so far on the executive committee for the East Carolina University Foundation, but I noticed in reading through your bio that you also served in a similar capacity with the Kennesaw State University Educational Foundation down in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And so that leads me to the question, what does higher education mean to you? Because it's not just East Carolina that draws this out of you, and you mentioned that you've done capital campaigns for YMCAs, but you're choosing to spend your time now more on higher education. And what does higher education mean to you?
Well, I think higher education is the foundation for everything else that we do, and I think, you know, the future of this country, the future of the world is very much about the people that we develop for the future, and certainly students who are in the universities who are getting their education and preparing those job skills that they need to go out into the world, I mean, that is our future and that is our tomorrow. And I don't think there's anything more valuable in you know, allocating your personal resources than supporting, you know, that part of a person's life. And I think that everything we can do, I'm actually speaking to some classes. I just joined the advisory board for the School of Merchandising within the College of Human Ecology, where I can talk about all the experiences that I had and help them with contacts in the world of apparel merchandising and retailing. I think those things are just critical. And I think that if all of us, in any capacity that we're in today, are not giving something back to higher education, we're missing a real opportunity. Because, again, we're molding the people who will be running this country in the future and who will be the global leaders, you know, of tomorrow. And I just can't think of anything more important to do.
Well said. Well said.
You're one of the growing number of women who have ascended to the CEO president positions in Fortune 500 companies. What is your message to women who aspire to follow in your footsteps?
You know, it's interesting. In my long career, I've often been asked, and probably am most frequently asked when I speak to groups, how I made it as a woman in business and how I was able to achieve some leadership positions in the corporate world. And to be perfectly honest, I never thought of myself as a woman. I never thought of myself as something special or different. I simply went to work every day, trying to do the best job I could, trying to always respect people, and tried to do a good job, and that allowed me to progress in my career. My biggest advice to women is don't get hung up on being a woman.
Right.
Just think of yourself as a bright, intelligent, capable person who has a vision for what they want to do. And, you know, that served me well through the years. And I do admit, I know there has been a glass ceiling. I know it's been very difficult for some women to achieve certain positions. I think that is still an issue today, mainly because you're just dealing in many cases like me in a male-dominated field, such as apparel and textiles, and it just takes hard work to work your way to the top. But I think, again, the greatest advice I could give is it's not about being a man or a woman, it's just about being a well-trained, highly skilled person who has wonderful people skills and great respect for others. That will get you where you need to be. Just have the dream, have the vision, and go for it, and forget that you're a female.
Yeah, that's good.
That's great.
Don't totally forget you're a female. No. Very good things about being a female, okay?
Right.
We do get a certain amount of respect. And, you know, there are some things we can take advantage of. But anyway.
Well, Carol, East Carolina University's motto, servere, means to serve, and you live that every day, whether it's through service to your community or service to East Carolina University. And we want to say on behalf of the Pirate Nation, thank you for all you do for ECU.
Well, thank you. I quite frankly can't imagine my life being nearly as rich if I weren't able to be involved in it. And I appreciate every involvement I have in Greenville. It's wonderful.
That's great.
Thanks, Carol.
Thanks, Carol. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You ready for the spring?
Springtime is T-shirt time, and time to break out another great Pirate Radio T-shirt. The first ever edition of the purple T-shirts are available now while supplies last at UBE for only $2. Special thanks to our sponsors, Bud Light, The Exchange, Dixon Hughes, Eye Care Center, First Citizens Bank, and UBE. Paint it purple with a $2 ARG T-shirt only at UBE.
This is Paul Clifford, Associate Vice Chancellor for Alumni Relations at East Carolina, letting all Pirates know about one of the greatest benefits of being a member of the Pirate Nation. Do you want to lower and simplify your monthly student loan payments? Contact the ECU Alumni Loan Consolidation Program toll-free at 866-924-4491 or online at ecualum-studentloans.com. Lock in fixed rates, possibly lower your monthly payment, and choose from a variety of flexible flexible repayment plans. Sign your application online with e-signature or speak to a loan counselor who will guide you through the consolidation steps. Worried about your student loan debt? Call a dedicated ECU loan counselor toll-free at 866-924-4491 or visit online at www.ecualum-studentloans.com to consolidate your student loan debt. Go Pirates!
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 is your home for ECU baseball.
2-1 pitch to Smith. Hard hit ball left center field. This ball is deep, and it is out of here. Home run, Jake Smith, his sixth of the year to lead the Pirates.
Listen to every Pirate baseball game on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. Tune in 20 minutes before the first pitch for the best coverage of ECU baseball. The voice of the Pirate Nation is Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to A Pirate's Life for Me. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Carol Mabe. You know, she actually was on campus last week. We had part of the Founders Week events. We had several alumni who were speaking. We had Carol Mabe. We also had Ron Clark, who's also been on A Pirate's Life for Me.
That's right, James Maynard from the Golden Corral chain of restaurants. It was an amazing event. I took so much away from that. It was a forum on leadership in which we had 99 leaders on campus, and we put a group of them up on stage to lead the leadership forum, and it was a great conversation amongst the four folks who were up there.
Exactly. Well, and if you are interested in coming out and hearing more alumni speak, we've got a great opportunity for that. It's the Spring Alumni Awards Ceremony coming up on Friday, April 21st. We're going to have that event in the Jenkins Fine Arts Center and in Spate Auditorium on Friday here on campus. And we'll be awarding the Distinguished Service and Honorary Alumni Awards, as well as recognizing 12 current ECU students and awarding them with $1,000 scholarships each. So these 12 students will be recognized.
That's right. We had 83 students apply for that. It was almost a nearly impossible task to narrow it down to 12 because the students who applied were all phenomenal in their own way. They're achievers in the classroom, leaders on campus. They're unbelievable. And we hope that you all come out for the Spring Award Ceremony and get to experience a little bit of, as we honor our alumni award recipients as well as these phenomenal students that we have on campus. And let me tell you a little bit about who our award recipients are going to be. This year we're going to give the Distinguished Award recipient to Phil Dixon, class of 71, and Linda Tripp, class of 1980 and 81. And those of you who are listeners to the show, you can enjoy an interview with Phil on April 22nd. It'll air at 10 o'clock in the morning here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. In addition to our service awards, we're going to be inducting two honorary alums into the Alumni Association, Dr. Hervey Carnegie and Jim Woods. Those of you who have been fans of the Pirates for a long time will remember Jim Woods was the originator of the Pirate Sports Network. And so to attend this year's ceremony, call 800-ECU-GRAD, visit us online at www.piratealumni.com, and make your reservations by April 17th.
And the Chancellor's Tour, for those of you who might be in Florida or might be traveling to Florida later this month, will be in Tampa on April 27th. That's a Thursday. So if you'd like more information for that event, please visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD. And the Chancellor Series has just been a really great way for you to meet with Chancellor Ballard, to ask questions, to hear his vision for the future in a smaller group setting, and also a great time to to network and visit with alumni from your area.
Absolutely. We were in Goldsboro this Wednesday, and like Denise said, it's a tremendous opportunity to just, if you love ECU and you want to hear about her future, you know, you get to come out and you get to hear it firsthand from the captain of the pirate ship, our Chancellor Steve Ballard. And it's again, like Denise said, great events, great opportunity to get the good news of East Carolina from our Chancellor. Well, like I mentioned, in 2 weeks, on April 22nd, we're going to talk to Phil Dixon, former chairman of the Board of Trustees. He's also president of the ECU Commerce Club in the School of Business, and he's currently serving on the UNC Board of Governors. So we look forward to passing on Phil's story to the rest of the Pirate Nation.
And for more information, visit piratealumni.com for event information and career calls, etc. From wherever you are in the Pirate Nation, it's a way to stay connected to ECU.
That's right. Thank you to Shirley Rhodes, our producer. And until next time, Pirate Nation, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates! Pirates.